Jack Heaven in the chair today for Dwayne Russell, but you can join me right across the show. 1300 736 736 is the open line for Werribee Kia. Up to $2,000 in free accessories. If you haven't driven the new Seltos, I just bought myself one just before Christmas. And yes, paid full freight for it. It is a seriously good car. And 0433 98 11 16 on the Speckle Tech special cash loans up to $2,000 paid fast. Nathan Burke to join us in just a moment. But before we do, I mentioned David Warner before the break. The Aussies take on South Africa in game one of the T20 series tomorrow in Johannesburg. And he spoke to the assembled media ahead of the first game. He spoke about feeling of what it's like to be back in South Africa after everything that went on, what he expects from the crowd. And he started by talking about whether or not he would be exchanging any pleasantries with Quinton de Kock.
Yeah, obviously we'll cross paths playing against each other, but I don't have his number and I speak to a few of the South African guys, but I've never played in the same team as him or anything like that, so obviously it's a little bit different. And yeah, I'm sure if I see him on the field and that, we'll just treat each other how we normally would as respectful opponents. Oh, look, I think it's one-day cricket in 2020 cricket. You don't really have much time over the short period of the time to get underneath each other's skin or anything like that. And, you know, you don't go out there to do that. Obviously, they had some heated exchanges with the English, and that was obviously during the test matches. So, you know, for us, it's about our focus is, you know, obviously moving forward and trying to get the wins on the board and, you know, send a message to everyone that, you know, the World Cup's obviously now in our backyard and, you know, we want to be a team to be beaten. I'm not concerned about it. For me, it's about, you know, you've got to have some form of respect as well. You know, it was poor, and, you know, from my behalf, it's about moving forward. If people want to go to the game and carry on like that, then, you know, that's upon themselves and, you know, they've got to look at themselves in the mirror, and if they want to act like that, so be it.
David Warner. That might get a few South African cricket fans' ears pricking up. Goodness me. Starts tomorrow. We'll be following on with interest in that one. A big day for the Dogs when they take on the Blues tomorrow at the Witten Oval. 3 o'clock in the AFLW, 3:10. It's the Pride game celebrating inclusiveness, gender diversity and the welcoming of all people, no matter of their sexual orientation. It's free entry and plenty of pre-game entertainment and the fan zone as well. It's also a very important game for the Western Bulldogs. Their coach, Nathan Burke, joins us here on SEN. Burkey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack. How are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good. Third instalment of this Pride game. I know it'll be your first as Bulldogs coach, but it's something that the club are really passionate about.
Yeah, absolutely. They started this quite a few years ago now, and it's been building and building each year. And the girls do look forward to it in terms of the look at the fixture, when's it coming up, and it's well, the word is pride. They certainly take a lot of pride in playing in the game.
And for your charges, some good news at the selection table. Brooke Lachlan, we haven't seen and has been battling her way back. And Izzy Huntington back in this week.
Yeah, good news for Brooke. She's our vice-captain this year, so she got that honour and then got a little bit of an injury. Couldn't play in the first two rounds. So, we're wrapped to have her back. And unfortunately, Izzy Huntington copped a bit of a knock in the noodle in the very first game against the Saints. So she had a rest with concussion issues and back this week. So two good experienced players back in. When I look at the team sheet, it gives me a little bit of a smile.
Do you? Oh, I'm sure it does because they're two very good players. Do you, especially now with the protocols that go on for concussion, Berkey, do you wish that it was like that way when you were playing?
No, because I probably wouldn't have played very much.
True.
I'm quite happy with the way that it used to be because it meant I played footy. And now I look back and think, goodness me, if they had these protocols back then, probably would have missed quite a few more games. But, they're very, very strict. You do a slight amount of exercise, then you wait 24 hours, then another bit of exercise. And any setback, you pretty much go right back to the start. So you can be guaranteed now that if a player's coming back from a concussion, they're completely over it. And that's the way that it should be. And moving forward, I think we'll probably get even more stringent on the protocols. But the doctors at the moment do an amazing job.
And it seems to always err on the side of caution now, which I think is different to a hamstring or a calf or something like that, where you might take a chance. It seems like there's no chances taken with concussion.
Yeah, absolutely no chance. And the good thing is that it's completely taken out of the hands of the coaching staff.
Yes.
I look at Izzy during the week and say, Izzy, you're looking pretty good. How are you feeling? And she says, yeah, I'm feeling good. And that would be good enough for me to put her back in the team. But I don't get a say on that. I wait for the medical staff to come back and say she has passed all the protocols and now you can pick her. So, yeah, I think it's good that it's in the hands of the professionals and not nufties like me who would just roll them out there.
Yeah, week in, week out. The loss last week to the Demons, what did you take away from it? The conditions were obviously not ideal from that point of view. Was it at times the experience of Melbourne that just saw them through some difficult periods in the game?
Yeah, no doubt the experience and the way Melbourne are playing at the moment, they've been working on that for the last 3 years. The nucleus of their team has been maintained. They've added some players who can actually enhance that. So I think what we saw is a really well-drilled team, know how to play. Their conditions suited the bigger bodies and putting the players behind the ball against a team who's, we're still working that out a little bit. Mm. The way that we want to play, you certainly don't practice the whole pre-season to play in those conditions, especially over a summer sport like this. So they're new to the way that we want to play. We will work on that sort of game as we sort of get a little bit more experience. But yeah, it was a little bit new for us. I think you saw a team who's really well drilled at that against a team who's still learning their way. And I'd like to play them again on a dry day, see what happens. But they were just too good for us last Friday.
I had a feeling you might say that. Nathan Burke joining us on SEN. The conversation this week, Burkey, that came out of last week's game with Carlton and Collingwood and Stacey Livingston and Taylor Harris. I mean, depending on who you talk to, there were parts of it that were taken out of context. But the actual conversation that has gone on in the early part of this week, is it helpful for the competition in your eyes to have it debated whether it was the right thing to say, the wrong thing to say, etc.?
Well, it's probably not helpful for us to fire up the opposition's key forwards before we play them this week. So I wish you had probably waited another couple of weeks. That would have been nice. But I think it is. I know Robbo wrote an article in the Herald Sun, and we could debate the merits of whether it was fair and it wasn't fair. For much of what I saw, probably wasn't that fair. But I think it's also a signal of a different era that we're coming into now. The first 3 years, it's all been very, very positive, a lot of fluff pieces written. If we're going to be taken seriously as a professional elite sport, well, then we've got to cope with the slings and the arrows as long as they are, well aimed.
Yep.
Then I think it's probably a good thing for the sport. So, it's going to hold us accountable to make sure that we do the right things, that we are improving. And if we don't do the right things, well, then, that will be called out. So I think what we're seeing is a bit of a changing in the guard. And whilst it might be a little bit more uncomfortable for some people in AFLW, I think it's going to be a good thing.
And the players are understanding of that?
Yes, I think so. Well, we did make mention of it to the players.
Yep.
Because some of them see their friends being spoken about and naturally they roll up against that and it gets them angry. But we've just got to say, hang on, this is a landscape of professional sport that you've been pretty lucky to have escaped. Apart from the idiot trolls on Twitter that they have to contend with all the time, but this is mainstream media. The mainstream media has been, quite on their side. So it is a changing of guard and you've just got to say that, there'll be benefits that come along with that and there will be downsides. It just means that we have to be much more focused on getting things right.
Burkey, before I let you go, I don't know if you had a chance to get out to Moorabbin last night. I was there and opened the show with talking about how good it was and St Kilda fans and footy fans in general loved it. Did you get along? And if not, did you get a chance to have a look and what did you make of footy being back at a place that's very special to you?
Unfortunately, no, I didn't get home from training till about 10:30 last night, preparing for a game tomorrow. So, I did hear the last half an hour of the call, which sounded really good. And I was listening to Gary and Tim driving around this morning, and a lot of the calls were very, very positive. And the good thing is I saw 8,000 people there in round one of AFLW, so I could picture in my mind exactly what it looked like with 8,000 people there last night. I'm tipping they were slightly different demographic crowd, and the beer sales apparently went slightly more than the AFLW crowd and different atmosphere. But they certainly did a wonderful job in presenting the old place for the AFLW, and I'm sure it was no different last night.
It was very, very special. Berkey, thanks for your time today. Great to have you on the show, and good luck tomorrow against Carlton.
Good on you, Jack. Speak soon.
3:10 at the Witten Oval for Bulldogs fans, or for footy fans in general, check it out for the Pride game. And for more of Nathan Burke's great work, you can find out more at nathanburkeconsulting.com if you're interested in having Burke's high performance and culture consulting services. We've got the news time coming up with Steph, who's got a North Melbourne polo on today. I didn't know that Steph was a North Melbourne supporter, so she's going along to the game tonight. We'll talk boxing with Paul Upham from Fox Sports very shortly. David Taggart to join me soon. And Vince Crivelli, the CEO of Melbourne United.